This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. U.S. President Joe Biden is due to meet Wednesday with U.S. shipping companies, some of the country's largest retailers, and port workers' unions to discuss ways to address bottlenecks to the nation's supply chain. A number of U.S. industries have experienced difficulties obtaining materials and getting finished products on store shelves due to challenges from the COVID-19 pandemic, labor shortages, and spikes in consumer demand. Among those taking part in Wednesday's White House talks are representatives from Walmart, Home Depot, United Parcel Service of America, or UPS, the Port of Los Angeles, and the International Longshore and Warehouse Union. In a broadcast interview, U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said price increases that have come with a combination of lower supply and increased demand are not expected to be permanent, but added they will not go away in the next month or two. Following the meeting, Biden is scheduled to give an address on the supply chain issue. Meanwhile, the White House has announced President Biden will host Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta for a meeting in Washington Thursday as the White House weighs sanctions against parties to the conflict in the northern region of the neighboring East African country of Ethiopia. The meeting at the White House will mark Biden's first as president with an African leader. In a statement, White House spokesperson Jen Psaki said the two would discuss efforts to defend democracy and human rights, advance peace and security, accelerate economic growth, and tackle climate change. Kenyatta holds the rotating presidency of the UN Security Council this month. The United States and Kenya have long cooperated on economic and security initiatives, including counterterrorism. For more information on this story and others, see our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Authorities on the Spanish island of La Palma Wednesday ordered about 800 residents to evacuate their homes as a lava flow from the island's erupting Cumbrevieja volcano advances. Belongings from schools, businesses, and residents were loaded onto vans as people were told they had just a few hours to leave the La Laguna area of the island. Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez is scheduled to visit La Palma later Wednesday to survey the situation. Authorities say the lava flow from the volcanic ridge is advancing steadily towards the perimeter of La Laguna. More than 595 hectares of the island are now covered in lava. The volcano has been active since September 19th. La Palma Island is part of the Canary Islands archipelago off the northwestern coast of Africa. Canadian actor William Shatner, better known perhaps as Captain James T. Kirk from the television and movie series Star Trek, is set to actually fly to space Wednesday along with three other people aboard the second passenger flight operated by commercial aerospace company Blue Origin. The fully automated flight is expected to last about 10 minutes and take the all-civilian crew about 100 kilometers above Earth. The trip would make the 90-year-old Shatner the oldest person ever to go into space, a fitting endeavor for the man who portrayed a legendary starship captain. Other members of the crew include NASA engineer Chris Bajwazen, clinical research entrepreneur Glenn DeVries, and Blue Origin vice president and engineer Audrey Powers. Blue Origin completed its first commercial flight in July when founder Jeff Bezos and three others went on a 10-minute suborbital journey. The United States is expected to announce Wednesday it will reopen its land borders with Canada and Mexico for fully vaccinated travelers beginning next month. With the exception of essential travel such as trade, U.S. borders have been shut down to all automobile, train, and ferry crossings since March of 2020 due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The lifting of restrictions for non-essential travelers at the land borders comes just weeks after U.S. President Joe Biden's administration announced it would allow fully vaccinated foreign citizens to fly into the country beginning next month. An exact date for either of the new rules to take effect has not been set. Officials in Hong Kong Wednesday suspended classes, stock market trading, and government services as a major typhoon descended on the city. Government weather forecaster, the Hong Kong Observatory, said heavy rains brought by Typhoon Kompasu could lead to flooding in low-lying areas and urged residents to take precautions. The observatory is forecasting the storm is set to pass south of Hong Kong across the northern portion of the South China Sea towards China's southern island province of Hainan and then make landfall in northern Vietnam. Authorities said Tuesday Kompasu set off landslides and flash floods in the northern Philippines, leaving at least 11 people dead and 7 missing. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer, VOA News.